It's pussy time in America. The time has come for another episode of the Pussy Centipede. Can you dig it, man? Can you dig it?
Welcome to the Pussy Centipede. I am Linnea Quigley. In today's story, I present to you one Benula Bunny, age 69. Vampire Bunny waiting for a bus on a rainy November night. Not a very imaginative type is Mr. Benula. Not given to undue anxiety or fears, or for that matter, even the most temporal flight of fancy. Like most vampire bunnies, he has a genetic classification as a bunny with his fur on his shoulders. All of which is mentioned now because in just a moment, the fur on Benula's shoulders will be put to a test. Circumstances will assault his senses of bunniness and a chain of night meows will put his sanity into question. For when Benula entered this particular bus station, he left our reality and entered the realm of the Pussy Centipede.
Mwahaha! I am Bunula, the bunny vampire. Can you please tell me where the next bus to Kingston is?
I'm old Stinky Poopers, and I run this ticket window. I done already told you twice that the Kingston bus was delayed. You gonna be hassling me all night?
Mahaha! Hassling you all night? This is the first time I asked about the bus, you poop-faced stinker.
Leave me alone, you crazy bunny, and let me do my puzzles.
Mahaha! Whatevs. I'm going to get myself an egg salad sandwich.
Mahaha! I am Bunula! I don't care what you do, you crazy bunny. Just stop asking me so many dumb questions.
Back again already? You sure have a big appetite for a bunny. Maybe you could eat my puss.
Big appetite? What do you mean? Mwahaha! I haven't eaten since I've been in this crazy bus station.
Are you messing with me? You were just here 10 minutes ago. You said mwahaha and ordered an egg salad sandwich and a glass of milk.
Mwahaha! That's what I was planning to order. What kind of sick game are you playing with me? Are you in cahoots with that guy at the ticket counter? Mwahaha!
No! I'm really not messing with you! A bunny with vampire teeth and a big collared cape was just here. If it wasn't you, then you must have a twin brother you don't know about.
Mwahaha! This is totally creeping me out. I'll be back. I need to go splash some water on my fur face.
You make a diarrhea again, Mr. Bunny? I know clean poo-poo.
What? Mwahaha! What are you talking about, you Mexican? How did you know I was coming in here to make a diarrhea poop? This is the first time I was in this bathroom. Mwahaha!
No, no. You make bad poo-poo on toilet seat. I no clean anymore. You clean your own poo-poo. Hey, tukunobongningo.
Mwahaha! What's happening? Why does everybody at this shitty bus station think they met me already?
Me no care. I am leaving now, so I don't smell your bunny poo-poo.
Look! Do you see in the mirror? Out there on the bench! There's a bunny that looks just like me! Mwahaha! I'm totally losing my mind!
Me go now, you crazy bunny! Bye-bye!
What's happening? I feel like I'm losing my bunny mind. That bunny who was sitting on the bench had the same fur as me and the same collar. I need to splash some water on my bunny face. Ah, that feels better. Now I have to poo-poo. Ah, that poop felt so good, and my butt is now empty. Maybe I will stop having these crazy hallucinations. I don't see any other bunnies out here. I must be tired. Mwahaha! Mind if I sit here, sir?
Aye, mate! I'm matey Australia! Good day!
Good day to you, Mr. Australia.
What bus are you waiting for, mate?
Kingston. It seems as if it's been delayed.
Mwahaha! Aye, mate, it is! I'm Kingston bound myself, mate! What business do you have in Kingston?
It might sound gay, but I needed a change. I've been totally unhappy lately. Last week, I saw this movie called A Home at the End of the World, and Colin Farrell is like this kid who sees his hippie brother die. Like, he walks through a glass door and it cuts his throat. But right before the brother died, he was fucking this girl, and the brother saw him and was all freaked out. And then the older brother was like, it's just love, man. And so Colin Farrell, he was totally traumatized. And then he was always loving or something and peaceful. And then he lives in Kingston and makes pies. And everyone likes the pies. So I thought I'd do that too. I have a friend named Kent Helgenson. And he's going to let me crash at his apartment until I get on my feet. Mwahaha!
Hey, mate! It's a small world. I moved here from Australia and was hoping to open my own pie shop in Kingston. My specialty is crocodile pies.
I just hope things work out. I honestly feel like I've been losing my mind lately.
You look a bit upset, mate. If you don't mind me saying, something freak you out?
I don't know. It's this bus station. Everyone who works here kept saying they already met me, like another vampire bunny was here, asking them the same questions as me. And then, when I was in the bathroom, the Mexican cleaning lady held the door open, and for a second, I could see a bunny sitting out here, on this very same bench. A bunny in a vampire cape.
I don't know, mate. Could you just be a coincidence? I'm sure you're not the only vampire bunny in the sights.
I know, it's just like, I've read these theories before. About a mirror universe. And there were doubles of everyone there. Like, your mirror image. Just imagine, looking in the mirror, and seeing your reflection sneer at you. Maybe come out, and drag you into a mirror world. And eat your fur.
That's right, creepy mate. Let's talk about something else. Busta Kingston is here. Last call. Come on, mate. We can sit together on the bus and talk more. You'll feel better once you get to your friend Kent Helgenson's house. How about I teach you my recipe for crocodile pie? Mwahaha.
Sure. But I'm too scared to hunt crocodiles. And Kent Helgenson has an apartment, not a house.
Hey, mate. In Australia, we call apartments houses. It's a quirk of living in the big down under.
Very odd. Mwahaha. Is it true that all Australians lick assholes?
Tis true, mate. We don't have condoms. So licking ass is the only way we can have safe sex. It was started by the Aboriginals, mate. Well, there's the bus, mate. Let's board.
Ah, mwahaha, do you see that? That vampire bunny on the bus. He's smirking at me. Mwahaha, what the hell is going on? Ah,
I'm gonna faint.
Mate, you okay, mate? Somebody call a paramedic!
Mahaha. Where am I? What happened?
You passed out, mate. The boss is gone. These paramedics are here to examine you.
Hello, Mr. Bunula. I'm Terry. I just want to ask you a few questions.
Hey, you're not a paramedic. You're a cop.
That's right, sir. These people at the bus station tell me you've been acting strangely. Talking about vampire bunnies and all, and doing diarrheas all over the bathroom? We have laws here in upstate New York. Crazy people need to be locked up in a mental hospital.
I'm not crazy, I swear. Mwahaha! Please, call my friend Kent Helgenson in Kingston. He can vouch for me.
Okay, can you please give me Mr. Helgenson's phone number?
Yes, it's 555 Helgenson.
Okay, it's ringing. Hello, Mr. Helgenson? Mr. Kent Helgenson? Yes, I am Kent Helgenson. Who, may I ask, is calling? My name is Officer Terry. I am here with your friend, a Mr. Bunula. He told us you could vouch for you, or him, or whatever. Is this a joke? Mr. Bunula is here with me now. Can you put him on the phone?
Yes. Hold on a minute.
Mwahaha! Who is this? Are you Mr. Bunula? Yes. Yes, I am. Mwahaha! There is a man at the bus station who claims that he is you. We think he is crazy.
He sounds crazy. Mwahaha! Can I please speak to him?
Okay, hold on. Hey, you crazy bunny. Mr. Bunula would like to speak with you.
Mwahaha! That makes no sense. I am Bunula. Give me the phone. Hello.
Mwahaha! I am Bunula.
No, I am Bunula. Mwahaha!
No, mwahaha! I am Bad Bunula from an evil dimension. I have replaced you. Goodbye. Mwahaha!
No! Mwahaha! No!
We're taking you to the hospital, Mr. Bunula. You'll be safe there. There will be a nice warm bed waiting for you.
No! Help me, matey! Help me! No!
I'm sorry, mate. You need help. Take care of yourself. That bunny sure was a nutcase. He wasn't a bad guy, mate. Just a little lost. I hope he gets the help he needs. Can you tell me when the next bus to Kingston is? Not for 2 more hours. If you'd like to lay down on the bench inside the station, feel free. Thanks, mate. Hey, where's my briefcase?
That man over there, he has it. He stole it.
I better go catch him, mate. Hey, you, mate, with my briefcase, you better stop running. Nah, mate, I'm evil, matey. I'm replacing you.
Obscure metaphysical explanation to cover a phenomena. Reasons dredged out of the shadows to explain away that which cannot be explained. Call it parallel planes or just insanity. Whatever it is, you'll find it on Pussy Centipede.